We wanted to create another witty saying about our morning show, but McKernan would just make fun of it anyway. This is the Morning Grind on 590 The Fan KFNS.
Remember 1982?
Can't stress for it.
You bet your booties I do. It was exciting.
Because if you're not old enough to remember, then you better check in.
I'm going to check in anyway. We're gonna dance in the streets and do the Macarena. Come on, Martin. Jump in.
I'm just doing the Macarena in my head.
Here, I'll
Skinny
free you.
Skinny dipping with Joe.
It is bird droppings on 590 The Fan, The Morning Grind. The cat's wearing a throwback 82 t-shirt, the powder blue. How do you do?
Because I was here. I was living in Florissant. And
it's
I was
fluorescent, outsider.
Yeah, nice knowledge.
Why don't you check in? I like that. The cat's got the 82 throw, but he's one of the people now. He's one of us.
I'm a Cardinal fan.
Bird droppings brought to you by Dino's Trucking, and right now they're interviewing for drivers for all positions, not just the local, the regional, but also the over-the-road. Call Dino's today at 1-800-771-7805, 1-800-771-7805. Bird droppings. Cardinals road trip begins tonight in San Diego. Mark Mulder on the mound for the Cardinals. Woody.
What up, Woodrow? What up, Bro?
Woody Williams, friend of the show. Actually, he was on one time when the cat first made it clear we're going to swear on the show.
Yeah, a little cussing. Never hurt anybody.
Cardinals road trip includes 3 in San Diego, then 3 in L.A. Larry Walker, the latest to go on the DL. I looked this up last night. I was kind of surprised. It's only the ninth.
Research?
Sorry. For TV. Ninth time that he's gone on the DL. I got to be. I was thinking it was probably double digits.
Yeah,
that's what I was looking
digits.
To see.
I would have set the over-under at 11.5.
You do. Ninth time for Larry Walker. He's the latest 4th starter on the DL. And really, we have a little controversy. John Gall gets the call-up. But Argo, Raul Gonzalez.
My guy.
The Cats guy has better numbers.
Sitting 480.
Apparently, Al Sharpton's flying to Petco Park tonight. It's going to be out
front.
Oh,
is it Rachel, you think?
Yeah, apparently. So the Cat's going to fly there and cover it. Sharpton will be there. He's going to lay down in some San Diego freeway. And Raul Gonzalez does not get the call-up. John Gall. The long wait is over. I think actually Tony loves, even though it's terrible having guys hurt, think about how he likes to tinker.
Oh, this is a tinkering guy.
He can sit
heaven.
There all day.
Tinker Bell.
I'm going to play Diaz at first. I got Gall playing short. We're going to move Eckstein out to right field because of his arm and the way this park is constructed.
But, give me a triple switch somewhere along the line. Triple
but,
switch.
But.
Yeah.
I can honestly listen to that all day. Frank and Tony, little synchronized muttering on the Morning Grind.
But, you know, through all the injuries, the starting rotation remains intact. Again, that's the key. We had a little argument about it yesterday. I say, you know, even though they're hitting 240 in the month of July, they're still winning games. Why? The starting rotation. Don't mess with that. Do what you got to do to get another outfielder if that's the case. But leave the starters alone. Make trades after the season. That's fine with me. But you need this for the postseason run.
I think you're out of your mind.
That's it?
Well stated.
Nothing else with it?
That was it?
No, I think what the Cardinals need right now is somebody to provide some assistance at third base / outfield. And Melvin Mora was a guy that can do that. But now with Phil Nevin declining the trade to Baltimore, that thing is officially dead, at least in the format that it was going to be. Marquee going to Baltimore.
My thing is this, Timmy. You know, as you get closer to the playoffs, we've already seen a rash of injuries, okay? Let's say one guy...
Who's got a rash?
One guy tweaks a shoulder. Maybe someone else, you know, get... Next thing you know, the starting rotation. You're winning games now based on the fact that your starters are good, even with this patchwork lineup. So one guy goes down, maybe two, and I know you don't need 5 starters for the, you know, for the playoffs. You need 4. But if one guy... And suddenly the thing that's been... given all year long, the starting rotation is a question mark. I think then you're in real trouble. I think you have enough, you know, outside things outside the rotation to pick up the player you need. But for me, keep the constant intact, and that's been starting pitching.
The starting pitching, though, that you've gotten consistent good starting pitching has come mostly from Carpenter, Morris, and really even Supon, more so than Mulder and Marquis.
Well, Mulder's been very good of late. I mean, he's on an outstanding run.
He's been good
he's
in
been
his last
very
few
good
starts.
In his last few starts, and he's showing flashes of why they picked him up. But again, if one of those guys gets hurt, you know, you want to have the other guys, because all of them have been in spots outstanding. And, you know, maybe Marquis will come around. I think.
So what you're doing is you're playing for an if when you already have a guarantee that you have real problems with your outfield and with third base.
No, I say they have enough things outside the starting rotation where they can pick up a guy that they need.
Well, what do you think the Cardinals can use as a bargaining chip with another organization?
I think they can use one of their two young pitchers.
I would not trade Arraez for another backup third base / backup outfielder. I would not do that, and I don't think the Cardinals would do that. Now, Wainwright, I get the idea that he's not looked upon as highly as he was. He was acquired from Atlanta for J.D. Drew along with Ray King and Jason.
Wainwright would be fine.
I could live with Wainwright, but Reyes isn't going to. And I don't think Wainwright's enough to get somebody that's going to be a big enough name / boost to the club's injury and offensive woes.
What do you think the chances are by Sunday, by the initial deadline, at least the non-waiver deadline, that they'll make a deal? Think it's 50-50?
I think it's
60-40 they will.
I'm going to go 90-10.
That they'll do something by Sunday.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because Walt's done some things after the deadline, obviously.
Where Woody Williams, Larry Walker.
Where they go through and have to clear waivers.
That's
and
actually Walt's time to shine, is when he's under the radar and no one thinks something's going to happen. Boom, a big deal happens. And he usually finds a way to get it done for relatively little cost.
Bird droppings brought to you by Dino's Trucking. The Morning Grind celebrating 1 year, exactly 1 year ago today. This juggernaut was assembled throughout the year. We've had some really emotional moments. A lot of times where we just did gripping sports radio. And Larry Walker now on the DL.
When?
Well, I don't think you were here that day.
Yeah, a lot of times when you guys were both out.
You're gripping.
Tim did
Tim's gripping something. Someone.
Larry Walker was a friend of the show. In fact, every Cardinal was during spring training. And Larry Walker was an unsolicited guest. We were trying to do some hard-hitting journalistic endeavors,
stuff.
Things with Julian Tavares, and Walker kind of took over the mic.
It hasn't all been Marconi winning,
but at least some of it made us laugh.
Tom, have you ever been to my house in Colorado?
Yes.
Did I ever catch you in my house in Colorado?
Do we have to say that in the radio?
Yes, apparently we do.
This is what we call breaking news. Does he have a story here?
I had a team party, which I did with the Cardinals here when we were in Colorado. I had to team up at the house. And when Tavi and I were teammates in Colorado, I had a team party and had all the boys up. And Tavi showed up about an hour before you're supposed to. So him and his girlfriend and wife, I don't know which it was, might have been both. We said, well, you're here, come on in. So we continued to get the place ready, and I couldn't find Tavi. Well, him and his girlfriend are up in my bedroom, sitting outside on my deck in the lawn chair, making out and stuff. And
Julian!
I'm not running a brothel here. You gotta get up and get out.
Well, he told me, this is your house. I was like, okay. I was like, who's going to show us around? I was like, go ahead.
So once he said, this is your house, you thought, hey, let's have some fun.
Yeah, take advantage.
Have you made out in any of your other teammates' homes?
Next question.
No, he looks like he has an answer. Reggie, has he made out in your home?
Reggie.
Has Tavares made out with anyone in your home? Apparently the answer is yes. You're the kissing bandit.
Let's see if we can find it. Anyone hasn't had him make out in your house, raise your hand.
The grind was about 10 feet away from the photo day. So players are walking by, minor leaguers who have no idea what's going on. They hear stories of Tavares making out. I think Duncan may have walked by at one point, disapproval, shaking his
that
head at the entire hijinks.
That was the biggest surprise of all, because when we first started, they didn't want us anywhere near the players, and we did the remote. Next thing you know, hey, come on in and be next to them when they're taking their photos. And there was Jim Edmonds going, can't you use last year's photo?
Hey, who's on the show today, Martin? Who do we have? Well, I don't know. Who did we book for today? I don't know. Let me go tell Tony I can't hit today because we got to do some interviews. Then JT Tavi, the next day, I saw him on the field. He goes, Ed, do you think people now want to invite me to their house? And I'm like, well, I don't know that people in St. Louis were planning on having a dinner party and inviting Tavares over, but in fact, it could be a positive.
Plus,
especially
no
producer Joe's
no one was listening, so
having
a
skinny dipping party. It's all part of the one-year anniversary of the Morning Grind here on 590 The Fan. Big Tuesday edition, special day today, very emotional. Your emails can be directed in any way, but yeah, some people are choosing to celebrate or
attack,
lambaste the show.
You can email us at themorninggrind@kfns.com. Guys, was it the Little River Band who sang Happy Anniversary Baby, Got You on My Mind? Wanted to drop you a line and say that I didn't get you any gifts this year because, as you know, Look at that.
Oh, he's got it. I told Joe yesterday we're going to get some music. Yes, yes, it'll be done. So I assume it wasn't.
Because, as you know, the majority of your listeners are jobless. If I had gotten gifts, however, I would have dropped off a couple of cans of Skull for the cat, some Red Bull and vodka for Timmy, and a young Asian boy for Martin, possibly all stuffed in a single backpack. Oh, well, there's always next year. It's from Ryan. This is from abroad. Congrats, guys. I love
When did tail become broads? I thought they were tail.
Tail, call in. Congrats, guys. I love your show and try to listen via the internet when traveling, but I admit that I never thought this would last a week. But I stuck it out, and I'm glad I did, since my mornings fly by with you. I've come to find, through your show, the best broadcaster in town, Martin, has a personality. I politely disagree with that.
So do I.
And Tim, you make every day an interesting one and provide email fodder for my man, former Southside Undertaker, now Westplex Tom. You also help me understand St. Gabriel lads like my husband. Here's to many more years of the grind. Listener Jen. Ooh. Dear guys, congrats on the one-year anniversary. You guys have the best morning show in town. I have one request. Can you guys replay the call from the lady who said she was young but sounded really old? You know, the one that kept going off on Tim about banging. Have a good one, guys. Derek in St. Louis.
Yeah, Betty's on our list of
Betty's gotta be on
things
there.
We will get to. And actually, we're going to revisit at one point Digger Phelps, the original call. And just so you get an idea of what led to being Diggered, which Stedman is pretty quick to do with the callers who are just rambling a bit, and we're trying to figure out why that all started. Basically, we asked one question.
Well, basically, he said, well, Nick Smith had a great point about it, and once he said that, we kind of tuned him out.
We tuned him out at that point. It is 1 year later, the morning grind. Lots of things have happened here at the station, not just the grind, a lot of big parties, things that the station has done already. Had an ultimate Christmas party, good time over there at Barnapley, the AFC-NFC party, which was down at Patio's, the Scratchers and Hackers scramble, out at Normandy, had some pretty good parties at 590s put together this Friday, kind of celebrating the 1 year of the whole new ownership. They brought in the whole, what is it, the four B's. Remember that? Wasn't it balloons and
backgammon,
bourbon?
Backgammon.
Yeah, backgammon, balloons, bazookas.
Bazookas was the fourth.
That's another big one. And bikinis is the fifth, which we're adding into Summerfest 2005 this Friday night, July 29th, 8 o'clock. Club Sevens inside the Casino Queen. It's hosted by Tim McKernan and Kevin Slayton. We'll introduce the fangirls for the first time in their public appearance.
I haven't seen them either. I'm looking forward to seeing these broods.
Everything we've done in the past, we're going to combine a little casino action and more. And what would Summerfest 2005 be without a bikini contest? Rhetorical. Coming this Friday. Yeah.
Do you know where they're getting the women from? From a women's softball league.
Right?
In Crestwood, seriously, there's a Crestwood women's softball league, and that's where these fangirls are coming from.
Are you?
They'll be wearing their
sure
jerseys.
I heard it.
Well, then that means
it.
That there's a good chance for women-on-women action.
I heard it.
Summerfest 2005 this Friday night at the Casino Queen. It's your party. It's your show. Chance to come hang out with everybody at the station. All information available right now at KFNS.com. This is the Morning Grind on 590 The Fan.
All right, it sure is a hot one out there, but I gotta tell you, our 590 The Fan request lines are even hotter. They're burning up, and you keep asking us to play the hits. Cardinals, Cardinals, and more Cardinals. So once again, here's our number one request. Wall-to-wall Cardinals coverage. We've got it, and we're gonna keep playing it all summer long. Playing the hits, your favorites all the time. 590 The Fan, KFNS, St. Louis's sports leader.
I've got a singular phone, got it a few months ago and couldn't be happier with it. It's back to school time. While you're shopping for supplies and clothes, be sure to stop by Singular for a great deal on a phone. There's no better way to stay connected to your family. With unlimited mobile-to-mobile, talk to other Singular wireless customers without using minutes on select plans. It's the nation's largest mobile-to-mobile community with over 50 million strong. And since Singular is number one in St. Louis, that means when you sign up with Singular, you can call more people in St. Louis locally with unlimited mobile-to-mobile calling than with any other provider. Make the switch today. And, of course, Singular has the rollover plan, the best value in wireless. Keep your unused anytime minutes month-to-month for up to 1 year. Helps you avoid overage charges. Here's the deal. Just in time for back to school, get a great buy one, get one free deal on the Sony Ericsson Z500 video camera phone. Buy one for $39.99. and get one free after a $60 mail-in rebate card, data package purchase, and two-year service agreement per phone. Stop by today. It's Singular. Raising the bar. Do what I did. See my friends at Singular for phones, features, and a location near you. Certain restrictions and other charges apply. Coverage not available in all areas. See website for complete details.
At Buick, how do we measure quality? One way is with the 2005 J.D. Power & Associates Initial Quality Study. The highest-ranked full-size car Buick LeSabre. The plant with the Gold Quality Award for North and South America builds the all-new LaCrosse. Quality is in everything we do. Now, you can measure Buick quality for yourself. For the first time ever, Buick is offering its employee discount to everyone. You pay what a GM employee pays, not a cent more. The all-new LaCrosse CX is now just $19,944 after all applicable offers. At participating dealers only. Tax, title, license, dealer fees, and optional equipment extra. Take delivery by 8105. For J.D. Power and Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. The Buick employee discount for everyone. See your Missouri-Illinois Buick dealer by August 1st.
First in sports in St. Louis, 590 The Fan, KFNS, Home Depot,
2020 Sports Fest.
Good morning. It is a 9:05 Budweiser game time tonight from San Diego. This sports fix is sponsored by the Chrysler Summer Sales Drive. Mark Mulder will head to the mound for the Cardinals tonight. He, with a record of 11-5 overall. The lefty is 2-0 in his last three starts, and in 22 innings, he has a 0.82 ERA. His earned run average on the year is now under 4 at 3.98. Woody Williams will throw for the Padres. This is the first of three in San Diego. Williams with a record of 5-6. The Cards, they lead the Central Division by 10.5 games over the Astros. The Astros winners yesterday. And the Birds, 11.5 up on Chicago. The Cubbies coming back to beat the Giants 3-2 at Wrigley yesterday. Nefi Perez, we know that name. He singled in the game-tying run in the bottom of the eighth, and then Jeremy Bernitz with a sac fly in the bottom of the ninth to win it for the Cubs. Kerry Wood placed on the DL yesterday with a pitching shoulder problem. He is expected when he comes back to throw out of the bullpen. Other division leaders include the Padres. They lead the West by 3 over Arizona. And the Washington Nationals and Atlanta Braves, they are tied atop the National League East. Those two teams will open up a series tonight at Turner Field. Over in the American League, the White Sox winners 14-6 over Kansas City last night. The Pale Hose leading all teams in baseball with a record of 65-33. They're up by 12 games over Minnesota in the AL Central. Boston leads the East by a game over the New York Yankees, and the Angels atop the West, they lead Oakland by 5.5 games. And they were hitting that other white ball around yesterday. Retief Goosen birdied 4 of the final 6 holes to lead himself and Phil Mickelson to a 5-3 win over Tiger Woods and John Daly in the 2005 battle at the Bridges. This sports fix sponsored by Chrysler, where employee pricing is a good idea, but with vehicles like Chrysler's, it is pure genius. Now everyone gets the employee discount plus generous cash allowances on select models. Check out your participating Chrysler dealer for details. I'm Vicki Pimentel on your station for wall-to-wall Cardinals coverage. 590 The Fan, KFNS, St. Louis's sports leader.
590 The Fan Highway Patrol.
This traffic report is brought to you by McDonald's. While on eastbound 70 at Cole, that accident has been cleared, but traffic still jams near St. Louis Avenue. Coming in westbound on Highway 40, you've got some heavy traffic between McCausland and Hanley. Eastbound 40 between 141 and Mason Road, traffic is easing, but you're going to still find it stacking up McKnight through Hanley. Eastbound 44 between the Mirage Overpass and 270, some slow traffic. Northbound 270 has slow pockets after Gravoy through 44. Once you get past Marshall, though, it looks pretty good through Manchester and Highway 40. And westbound 270 between West Florissant and the Washington Elizabeth Overpass, you've still got some very heavy traffic there. The third annual Ultimate Cardinals Experience is September 7th. Watch the Cards play the Cubs and help McDonald's raise money for the UNCF. Call 314-421-5958 or visit mcdonaldsstl.com. I'm Tim Weiland with traffic on 590 The Fan KFNS, St. Louis's sports leader.
Roll on with GDS 4x4. We stand unmatched in technical and practical four-wheel drive knowledge and experience. GDS is the only complete drivetrain shop in the St. Louis area. Call us at 618-345-4294. That's 618-345-4294.
I told you a few weeks ago that our 3% interest rate wouldn't last long, and it didn't. I'm Randy Kent, owner of National Mortgage Company. We know interest rates are going up, and right now is the time to act. If you call us now, there may be a chance that we can lock your rate in before the new rate increase. The sooner you call us, the faster we can help. If you're looking at buying a home, paying off those high interest rate credit cards or just need some extra cash, call National Mortgage Company now. Because you've waited, you've already missed the 3%. Again, call today before the next rate increase. 314-336-2020. That's 314-336-2020. National Mortgage Company. The best rates, the best service, and never any upfront closing costs guaranteed.
National Mortgage Company. Putting your dreams within your means.
You can find us on the web at nationalmortgageonline.com.
An equal housing lender.
Attention men and women.
If you would like your hair back without hair transplants, then you need to listen to some of our clients.
John in Clayton.
The hair loss specialist at Hans Wyman showed me what was causing my hair loss and quickly stopped it. Now I don't see hair in the shower or on my pillow.
Call Hans Wyman now at 1-888-441-HANS for your free trial.
Mike from Chesterfield.
The benefit for me was that I was shown away by hair loss specialists that I could restore my hair without surgery. And now I have hair where I had none before.
Results guaranteed. Results guaranteed. Diane from O'Fallon.
Now my hair is so much thicker and fuller like when I was younger.
Space is limited for this free trial, so call today, 1-888-441-HANS.
Thanks to Hans Wyman, I won't go bald like my dad.
Thank you, Hans Wyman.
Thanks, Hans Wyman, for all your help.
Our program is just as successful for women as it is for men. See if you qualify by calling Hans Wyman at 1-888-441-HANS. That's 1-888-441-HANS.
Some look at it as half full. Some find it to be half empty. Choose whichever is appropriate for you.
We just call it.
It's time for Singular at the Half. Now, back to the morning grind on 590 The Fan KFNS.
How you doing? This is Keith Kachuk of the St. Louis Blues, and I want to wish a congratulations for the first one-year anniversary of 590 The Fan, The Morning Grind.
Friend of the show, Keith Kachuk.
Hey, Walter. That's a surprise. Good
that,
work, producer
that
Joe.
That's
a legitimate surprise. Well done.
Way to go, Joe. You can oversleep any day you want, including today, the big anniversary day.
And that segues us into blues droppings.
What if we had puck droppings? It's going to be coming your
good.
Way soon.
You are good, Martin.
He's really good.
What about, can I ask a blues question?
No. Yeah, go ahead.
Sure.
What about Chris Pronger? You're going to say goodbye to probably your most popular player. He's been here 10 years. And they're basically saying, we're not going to spend money.
Don't you
come
understand
on back,
it's
Blues.
A new landscape in the NHL? Don't you understand?
Sure sounds like, I don't know how Pronger received the quote from Mark Sauer regarding we're more prone to spend money on a 27-year-old defenseman than a 31-year-old defenseman. Pronger's 30.
No offense, Mark.
Intended, yeah. Yeah.
But, that's a great point, Tim.
But my guess is that 44 probably didn't take too kindly to those words. And he is quoted at the end of the article.
Yeah.
They did get in touch with Pronger last night. And his disappointment stems from the fact that he hasn't heard from anyone one way or the other. And he says they had 15 months to figure this out. And they still don't know where they're going one way or the other. That's what upsets him. I guess my counter to that would be, although I'm a big fan of Pronger personally, my counter to that would be it only became within the last few months that these guys, Sauer and Plo, knew that the team was up for sale. And I'm assuming that has forced their hand a great deal.
Absolutely, because they say they're not even going to be at the cap, that they're going to be under it because they have to think about a team that's poised for a sale and they have to do right by, you know, trying to get the deal done to keep it in St. Louis.
But what's your excitement level? And granted, it is business. You got to look at the bottom line, especially if Bill Laurie says, hey, I'm selling the team. I don't want to show some books where we're losing tons of money and saying, hey, come on in and buy this team. But if you're a Blues fan and if you had to pick, granted, those buyouts would have been money out of Bill Laurie's pocket. But I think if you're a Blues fan, do you want to come back and see Pronger? Would you want to see Wade or Kachuk? I think they'd pick Pronger over those two, and now you're saying to your Blues fans, all right, we're not bringing back Pronger. There's no name on the building. We're up for sale. And, it's $39 million, which is drastically reduced from what we were spending, which was like...
And they say it's going to be under
mid-60s,
that.
Right. But not only that, we're going to be below 30. Their estimates are that the cap is going to go down next year because of revenues. They're anticipating low revenues, so they think the cap's going to be lower next year. But I'm just saying, if you're a Blues fan, what's the excitement level? All right, you
one
like,
of the ideas
like
they
hockey.
Were kicking around was... keep the stars and pay them, and then just put mannequins out and let them skate with mannequins because you don't have to pay mannequins much.
Are you serious?
That's one of the ideas they were kicking around.
They're not going to do. They're not going to do. And it's really kind of irresponsible to use somebody that's respected in this city to say that.
Tony said they did it once in San Jose. He saw them. They actually fielded a team of mannequins. Yeah, well, yeah. You look at all options. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think that fans will be excited because the NHL has a new logo?
The new logo is very snappy, and if you have not...
It actually looks a lot like the...
old logo.
Except it's not orange.
It's much different. It's much different.
How?
It just has a whole different aura about it. This one says rejuvenated. That's what jumps out. It's a different league. It's a whole new ball game.
The letters now go up from the bottom left rather than down from the top left, projecting a vibrant, optimistic image.
That's
according to the league.
That's what I thought immediately when I saw it.
It looks like a Depression era symbol, you know? Well,
the Roaring Twenties.
We have no money. We have no color. This is the NHL. We're just doing the best we can. Why don't they just put a little stitching on there? We're sewing this thing back together. We're doing the best we can. So I don't think the Pronger thing, and you know Pronger will speak his mind. I actually called him yesterday. He's up at his – he didn't call me back.
Was he in Chautauqua?
He's probably outside Chautauqua hanging out. And I said, hey, Chris, I know you love us and you're good, thanks, and you've got – I'm on a need-to-know basis. That's where if you ever ask him anything really hard-hitting, you're on a need-to-know basis. And you don't need to know that. I'd say, okay. So I said, besides all of that, we do love you, and why don't you just call me back, and we'll talk about it. But
it didn't happen.
No, but my point is I bet you he'll be fairly candid if he is departing the city where his wife is from, and he's been for 10 years. Now, it is an economic decision, but I think fans would say if I had to pick, I would pick him. And the bottom line is you'd have to spend money on one of these guys to buy him out, Waite or Tkachuk.
They're not buying him out.
I know, but it doesn't count against the cap. It's just money out of somebody's pocket, which Bill Laurie, because he's selling them right now, has no interest in writing those checks. So I just think in terms of the appeal to the fans, it's just bad business. But it's business. So the bottom line is money being spent. All right, that's enough Blues talk. We haven't done that in, well,
ever.
365 days, pretty much.
True enough.
And, Gordon, you want to talk about the NHL, so you just stay on hold for a little while.
Frank's,
we'll get to
Frank's coming your way. It's the one-year anniversary of the Morning Grind, 5-9 to the Fan. Well, it's actually the station, too. I think we're a little selfish. And I think that's kind of how we're regarded in the building, a little bit, you know, our own little world here.
I think people look at me as down to earth.
Yeah. I think we've seen that over the years, the callers, the emails.
Never around, so I wouldn't know how we're perceived. I leave after the show.
Kat, I got a meeting we're going to get to. We've had famous calls, and we are going to play the Betty call at some point this week. We have a Budweiser.
Oh, we're not going to play it today?
I suppose we can. Do you
okay.
want to?
No, I thought I didn't realize we're doing this is a whole week-long
celebration. Well, we're sampling.
Celebration.
Today is the big day, okay. And then we're sampling things. But I don't know if you want to do it today.
No, I don't give a damn.
I don't know. We have to pace ourselves. There's so much great stuff to get to.
That is true. I was on with Claiborne yesterday afternoon, and he goes, so what are you guys going to do for you? And I said, what do you play? Calls from, you know, Micah Twaddle and...
Because we're not really guest-driven.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we have this anniversary? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And what else?
What else?
Betty's call is recent, and a lot of Joe's notes were things that happened in the last couple months. I'm like, what about that one thing? Yeah, I don't know where that is. What about that other thing? When did that happen? And I'd give the date. Yeah, I don't know about that. But there are famous calls that we've had, but also famous callers. I would have to say Bruce and Shoes may be my favorite. It's no offense to Oliver, Dump Truck Tom, some of the loyal, but Bruce and Shoes may be my favorite, most consistent caller.
I love Bruce and Shoes.
He hasn't been on in a while.
But he hasn't been on like in like 4 or 5 months.
He's the only caller who has ripoffs of him. It's Bruce and Shoes. Bruce and Shoes. So famous callers, famous calls. If you want it, we can do that. There's no rules. It's the people's show. You want to do Betty's phone call?
The thing I have a problem with, the reason we've made it a year and with the amazing amount of success outside of my father is the
great guests
and the guests, the strict format of the show. If we say at 4:30 when we meet, we're going to run the Micah Twaddle call at 8:45, it's very difficult for us and for our producer to adjust.
Well, because the format to us is like a life raft. We cling to the format, and that gets us through the rough waters.
How about, let's just say, 9:20, we'll play the Betty call.
9:20, all right, lock in. If you haven't heard the Betty call, 9:20, you know it.
Because
we'll
Thursday,
be a commercial then, but lock in.
Hold on, 9:20.
25. Make it 925.
925 is the Betty call. For those that those of you that haven't heard it, that's 50 minutes away.
Joe's writing it down. 840.
925, we'll replay the Betty call. Today is the heavier doses of the anniversary, and then we'll sample them the rest of the week. Thursday, we're going to be at Rams Park. Mike March in the first hour is going to take your calls.
Are we going to be doing some cord jiggling there, do you figure?
Cord jiggling? Log clinging?
You think so?
I don't think so. I think the problem will be fixed. All that's right. What I think. That's my optimistic approach.
Hello, who is this?
Oh, who's this?
John, where you calling from, man?
Alaska.
Well, don't waste your time. Bye.
Maybe that's Coach March from back at one of the camps. Maybe he's been calling in as Bruce in Shoes. Maybe he does voices. Maybe he did a Joel Myers bit on Timmy's phone.
What do you think the chances are of him joining us while we're sitting out at Rams Park?
What is less than zero, Alex? But I think...
Snowball's chance in hell.
Who's more likely to come on, him or Quinn Snyder?
Quinn.
You think so?
Yeah, because Quinn, he doesn't know what we do here. I'm sure he's told, but he doesn't know.
We'll just say, Quinn, this is your chance to even things out. Those bullies in the afternoon have been after you for years. And another thing, we love Quinn. Phone in, Quinn. And Tail.
When I saw him at that Missouri golf thing, I've interviewed him a lot of times, and he's like, hi, Ben.
he called you Ben?
He called me like Ben or something.
Ben. Ben the cat.
Let's add it to the names. The cat, Dig Me, Butch. Ben. Tim was B Small as of yesterday, before that T-Mac, before that piece of crap. That lived for a while.
Yeah, I kind of like this Butch thing.
You're really pushing it hard.
You can't self-impose a nickname.
J-Rod.
Yeah.
You can. See?
How do you know he self-imposed
it? I know. It's possible.
I bet Gall did it. I bet Gall did it.
J-Gay? No, J-Ga?
G-Force.
G-Force.
G-Force 1?
G-Force. That's Gall. G-Force.
G-Force. There you have it. Hey, Hardball is the new interactive baseball pregame show.
There you have it.
There you have another 15 minutes we stole from your life.
No, there you have a nickname. G-Force. You don't need any more.
And you know what I wanted to do? Hold on. I wanted to do Martin's best segues since we went on the air.
We were about to go to one right there. What are you going to tell us about? The bat?
Nervously saying.
No, that's coming later.
People show.
I'm actually behind. I should be telling you about the high school trivia. Why don't I do that? I'm going to call an audible and go into the book here. Throw out the book. What about high school trivia? Dr. Finkelstein will be there.
You didn't give us a sign. If you give us a sign, then we know.
Dr. Finkelstein plans on being at this. It's high school trivia. It's an alumni trivia challenge going on out at Amerisports, which is inside the Ameristar Casino. It's every Tuesday and Thursday in August from 7 to 9. Bring your team of four or less. You can compete and represent your school. Even Yeshiva may be in the house. Dr. Finkelstein thinking about it.
Oy.
The top two teams from each night will compete in the final September 1st. It's absolutely free. The winning team gets a pair of tickets to go to Arizona to see the Rams take on the Cardinals in early September. You'll see Kurt Warner and stay at a world-class resort. Hit the links on Saturday out in the desert. You must be 21 to play. All details available at KFNS.com. 590 The Fans Alumni Trivia Challenge. Brought to you by Ameristar, MTC Truck Driver Training, hello, Best Buy, Midwest Pest Control, and American Home Mortgage. It is the one-year anniversary of the Morning Grind. One of the better additions has been Jen, the new Jen, Chasey, Blonde Bonnet, Blonde Hornet. She'll be in next to celebrate with us, and maybe we'll dial up Eureka Jen.
Maybe she'll dial her own number.
A little drunk dial. It's the Morning Grind on 590 The Fan.
Mike Claiborne has a great life, but who does he wish he could be?
I'd just like to be Billy Bob Thornton in Monsters Ball. For about 3 minutes. That's all I need.
Yeah, believe it or not, that's a few other people have mentioned that. Hallie did a great job. That's not bad work. I'll tell you what, it was a heck of a lot more fun than when I used to run a backhoe.
The Bottom Line, weekdays 2 to 6 on 590 The Fan, KFNS, St. Louis's sports leader.
Charter is the place to go for your TV services. They have the greatest deals, and they have on-demand, which you can't get through satellite. For example, let's say you're an HBO subscriber and you want to watch Curb Your Enthusiasm, Sopranos, Entourage, whatever the case may be. Well, not only can you watch the current ones, but they also have a library of past episodes that you can watch, and it's all on Charter On Demand. And here's the deal. For all you satellite subscribers, you can switch over to Charter for just $47.99, and that includes every single movie channel for 2 years. That rate is locked in, $47.99. You can get that through Charter, and that would be the move to make. Give them a call to subscribe. You can't go wrong with Charter. They're going to hook you up. You're not going to go wrong. 1-888-GET-CHARTER, 1-888-GET-CHARTER to order today.
Joe Buck here for SunTrip West County Volvo.
Steve Lynch,
what's going on?
Joe, this month we've taken Volvo factory rebates one step further with our own SunTrip West County Volvo discounts.
Well, that's clever.
We think so. Factory rebates plus SunTrip discounts mean killer savings on new Volvos. We've got the S40s at $19,900. That's $4,300 off sticker. S60 2.5 Turbo, $27,900. That's $6,600 off sticker. And the S80, $30,700. That's $10,000 off sticker. The XC70 Cross Country all-wheel drive, priced at $31,900. That's $8,300 off sticker. And the popular XC90 SUV at $37,500. That's $4,900 off sticker.
You take this seriously, don't you?
Joe, we are serious. Factory rebates plus our SunTrip discounts.
SunTrip West County Volvo on Manchester, just west of 141. Volvo for life.
Includes all rebates, incentives, discounts, and bonuses with approved credit through Volvo Financing. WC Volvo.
First in sports in St. Louis, 590 The Fan, KFNS, Home Depot, 2020 Sports Fix.
Good morning. This Sports Fix is sponsored by Orkin. The Cardinals continue their battle with injuries, with a fourth regular getting ready to join teammates on the disabled list. Larry Walker expected to be sidelined with that herniated disc in his neck. Yadier Molina, Scott Rolen, and Reggie Sanders already on the DL. Outfielder John Gall has been called up. He is a two-time minor league player of the year for the Cardinals with Memphis, and Gall is batting 270 with 10 home runs and 47 RBIs. The Redbirds look to snap a two-game slide. They lost the final two of their weekend series with the Cubs. The Cardinals at 29-16 on the road. That's the best in the National League as they open up a West Coast trip. They'll place three in San Diego, three in Los Angeles. The Padres, they've lost seven in a row, but they still lead the West. It is a 9:05 Budweiser game time tonight. Mark Mulder on the hill for the Cardinals, and former Redbird Woody Williams will be throwing for those Padres. The Cards lead the Central by double digits over the Astros and the Cubs, but the Cubs and Astros are in the thick of the wild card race. Houston is just three in back of the Braves and Nationals. The Cubs are just four off the pace. The Rams will open training camp later this week. Camps have been opening around the NFL. The Falcons yesterday, Miami also in camp. Ricky Williams has joined the Miami Dolphins. And the San Francisco 49ers and quarterback Alex Smith, the top pick of the draft, have come to terms. It is a six-year deal worth about $51 million. This Sports Fix sponsored by Orkin Pest Control. Did you know that ants talk by smell? It's true. The Orkin man knows. He's trained to sniff out bugs and remove them. So remember, if it bugs you, bug the Orkin man at 1-800-ORKIN-MAN. I'm Vicki Pimentel on your station for wall-to-wall Cardinals coverage. 590 The Fan, KFNS, St. Louis's sports leader.
590 The Fan Highway Patrol.
Good morning. This traffic report is brought to you by McDonald's. Well, on westbound 40 at Laclede Station, we have an accident. The shoulder is blocked. Traffic slows at McCausland. Then it's a little bit slow in the right lane at Hanley. Eastbound 40 at Hanley Road, you've got some bumper-to-bumper traffic. Eastbound 44, still heavy between the Mraz Overpass and 270. Westbound 270 at West Florissant is still pretty heavy there. And northbound 270 is slow on either side of 44. Once you get past that, got a good run through Manchester and Highway 40. Northbound Hampton at Wilson, police are clearing an accident from the right lane and traffic jams near Southwest. We'll beat the heat all summer long with a 42-ounce drink like an ice-cold Coke for just 89 cents at McDonald's. That's a big drink for a little price. It just might be the hottest deal in town. McDonald's, I'm loving it. And I'm Tim Weiland with traffic on 590 The Fan, KFNS, St. Louis's sports leader.
For style, quality, and exceptional value, call Highland Homes today at 314-863-2845. That's 314-863-2845.
Hi, everybody. Bob Ramsey here to set the record straight on tires. I just want you to remember that when the faceless chains are bragging and boasting about all the things they can do, that you know the facts. You know that it's your neighborhood independent tire dealer that is the best at servicing your vehicle. Shop with confidence from the ITD dealers who offer the widest choice of tire brands, backed by 200,000-plus tires in their inventory, 50-plus convenient locations, exclusive out-the-door pricing, and great warranties for service after the sale. And for a limited time, purchase select Toyo Performance tires and receive a free pair of Dragon sunglasses, a $90 value. So, now we have the facts straight. Why not make the smart choice and stop by one of your locally owned independent tire dealers and get the quality automotive service your vehicle deserves? In Belleville, see McFessel Tire and Auto on West Main Street. In East Alton, see Jerry's Tire Sales on East St. Louis Avenue. In Alton, it's the Drake, Drake Tire on East Broadway, and Wells Hawk Tire and Auto Center on West Center Drive.
Small business owners know the delicate balance between risk and reward. Now, get the reward without the risk. Add any of these three SBC services to SBC Long Distance Service, and we'll include a $50 gift card for each. SBC Yahoo, DSL, Singular Wireless Voice and Data, and Unified Messaging. Plus, you get a single bill, a single point of contact, and the greatest possible savings over buying each of them separately. In business, you don't move without running the numbers. And these numbers make sense. To add services and earn your $50 gift cards, call 888-SBC-3949. 888-SBC-3949. Because we know how you work, we know how to help you work. And these tools can help you accomplish more. Seeing small business differently. SBC.
1 year term required. Offer for SBC long distance business customers. Taxes, restrictions, and other charges apply. For details, call 888-SBC-3949. Toll free or visit sbc.com/enjoy.
Ben, I'm in love with another man.
If you've watched it.
Jessica, who?
Chances are Mary Alice Dwyer Dobbin produced it.
Your brother Biff's roommate's Dennis neighbor's stepson, Brent.
Oh.
Before heading up production on award-winning TV soap operas like Guiding Light and As the World Turns on CBS, Mary Alice produced her own great performance as a student at Webster University. She went on to a distinguished career in daytime and children's television programming. She earned the Silver Circle Award from the National Academy of Television Arts and Sciences. Today, Mary Alice is a shining example of professionalism as executive in charge of production at Procter & Gamble Productions. I'm Bob Costas, member of the board of Webster University. All Webster campuses around the world share the same belief. Education is more than just a degree. It's real knowledge for real-world success.
Create your own success story with a degree from Webster University. Start by calling 314-968-7100 or visit www.webster.edu.
The Morning Grind with T-Mac, the Cad, and Big Badge. What? Wait a minute. Another nickname? Jeez, Jim Edmonds was right about these guys.
This is great. This is like the Howard Stern show without any personality.
We're back with the Morning Grind on 590 The Fan, KFNS, St. Louis's sports leader.
Go, 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 go.
It's 590 The Fan. Go. It's the Morning Grind.
Go.
What July. A walk down. What a walk down memory lane.
What a crutch.
Has it been a year? Has it been a year?
It doesn't seem like it's been a year. Are we really close to spring training?
Tim, training camp opens in 2 days for the Rams.
I can't believe that. It just seems like they got waxed by the Falcons just a week ago.
I remember the time Tim came up to me and said, "Hey, I got an idea for a morning show," and I just never knew from then.
Here's the deal. I'm going to talk. And you every once in a while just chime in if you know anything about porn.
It's my show. My dad set it up for me. It's going to be really good, okay?
We got Martin pegged as a gay Klansman. You'll be the angry Jew. And most it'll be about me and banging.
It's McKernan and Company on 590 The Fan. The Morning Grind celebrating its 1 year anniversary.
What is that? What is this on the board?
I now know. Okay. Remember I told the story last week about being in Birmingham and emceeing the black wedding and getting yelled at for calling a guy Al Sharpton? It was Kenya's wedding. And
the
that,
black wedding.
I called
that,
her
like,
that.
Is that some kind of plague? Wedding?
I called her that day and left a message and said, I was telling this story. They probably don't think it's true or whatever. This is one of my very good African-American friends. Kenya, welcome to 590 The Fan.
Hello.
What's up,
hi,
girl?
Kenya
used to work at the Fox, too. And
Martin
now
just morphed into a gay black man.
See? That's
gay Will.
Mm-hmm. Well, the black part, yes, but I don't know about the gay part.
Everybody is.
Kenya, do you know that Martin is now a gay Klansman?
Among other things, yes.
Oh, all right.
I can totally see it.
I was at the reception, though, doing you the honor of hosting, and
yes.
I was about one of, what, six white people in the entire, what, probably the city, from what I could tell.
yeah, and you did a great job, and you did it for free, which is the best part.
First class. Money.
Well, you don't know what the things
well,
I took.
Well, you get what you pay for.
But the thing, well, he did a wonderful job, but I later found out that Martin was sauced up, so.
Oh, were you drunk?
It was a non-alcoholic event, and somehow Martin
Yeah, you
was
didn't even
the
have,
only...
I brought in some Jack Daniels. They didn't even have soda.
You brought Jack Daniels?
Yeah, it was a dry wedding.
Oh, my God, you got a problem. Would you have a flask?
What, is that wrong? No, I had a bottle. Randy Naughton and I were sitting at the same table, and we were having orange juice and Jack Daniels. I had to stand up in front of Al Sharpton's congregation and hold court. I didn't know what to do. I had to have a couple of belts.
He was nervous. But he did a great job. I can't believe he called my uncle Al Sharpton. I think everybody laughed except for him. But
I didn't know it was your uncle. But no, what I was the reason this whole story came up was
you there talk was, about being out of your element, Martin.
I held court though.
Yes, he did. He did a one. They're still asking about you down here, Martin.
Yeah, I was rocking a Jerry curl. Remember that?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
The story I told though was your auntie. Some of the larger women in the house were at the buffet, and I was told to tell them to sit down.
Right.
And then some of the younger guys later said, here's the deal. When they post up, they ain't moving. So I was, like, hated by the older relatives because I wanted them to sit down.
Exactly. And you did, and you almost got, you know what.
So. Almost got beat up by some Aunt Lily.
Well, you know, that's the thing. I mean, you know, you just don't tell black folks to get away from the buffet table. I don't know who told you to tell them that.
It was your wedding planner. They're probably like, let's get this honky real good. Let's tell him to move the big women. Let's tell him to move the big women out of the way.
I know, that's right. Plus, we had shrimp up there, too. Ooh, honey.
Yeah, I took some of that home.
Yeah, I didn't get any myself.
All right, Kenway. Well, now everybody knows that I'm available to MC Baptist Weddings in the South if anybody wants to call and book me.
Exactly. He does a wonderful job.
All right, and you're still black, right?
I'm still black, and hopefully you're still white.
Right, and you're still my friend, right?
I'm always going to be your friend,
see,
Martin.
There you go, everybody.
There it is.
There it is. Proof positive. Thank you, Kenya.
You're welcome, sweet. I love you.
All right, love you too. Yeah, ooh, see,
look, look at that. I've got jungle fever. She's got jungle fever. We've got jungle fever. We're in love.
She was a
you
sports
go,
producer.
Girl. You go, girl.
That's what the man said.
I think that was part
it was like
of
watching men on film on A Living Color.
I think that was part of my emceeing. Now, if I could introduce somebody special to the bride, you go, girl. Get up here.
Hoop, there it is.
How about that boomerang anyway? Wasn't that great? Who's this fellow over here? Spike Lee? Anyway, it is the one-year anniversary of The Grind. I was going to play it without Kenya's call. We were going to play Taguchi because I was telling you guys during the break when we interviewed Soto, it's become legendary that I was grilling him with questions, and I listened to it with producer Joe, and there is some involvement with the other guys, although...
Yeah, we knew it was going south quickly, only you didn't get the gist of that, we bailed.
It was about 50 seconds in, and you guys bailed out. What the hell we'll do? We have no rules. Jen doesn't care. She's hurting today. She needs a little extra time. She's been overworking, her calves? Is that?
Mm-hmm.
And that's you're walking on your tiptoes today?
You're walking uncomfortably. Quite honestly, it looks so like you received the high hard one.
No, I did not. I cannot put my feet flat on the ground, so. I'm a little sore. It's kind of hard for me to walk today.
Yep, that was yesterday. No, you're walking around like Jennifer Beal, and you should have those little, what are they, ankle muffs or something?
I don't think you can say ankle muffs on the air, quite honestly. That.
I've had ankle muffs. They're delicious.
Yeah, doesn't Vince Vaughn always say that? Ankle muffs. Don't listen close. Well, you just go ahead and rehab whatever it is you're doing over there. This was in February. Soto Taguchi was going to be a friend of the show, and I thought we could have a lengthy interview with the man.
It's been a year, and here's some of the crap you might have missed.
How you doing, So?
I'm fine, thank you.
Can we get a konnichiwa from you? We kind of say that on the show.
Konnichiwa.
Yes.
Otashiburi desu.
Oh, you lost me after that.
What was the last part? Say that again. Konnichiwa, what did you say after
it? Otashiburi desu. It's been a long time no see.
That's when I knew it was going wrong.
Mega dittos.
So Taguchi joining us on 590 The Fan.
Reset.
Your English has gotten much better. Are you more comfortable now talking to the other players?
Huh?
Yeah, it's much better than getting comfortable.
Do any of them speak Japanese?
Probably almost guys speak Japanese.
Yes, really? I'm at.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Gozaimasu, konnichiwa.
Yes.
Something like that.
How about Tony, your manager? Can he speak Japanese?
Jimmy. He said, arigato.
What's that mean?
It's thank you.
It's an old Styx song. That's why he knows it, I think. Arigato. So how are you feeling this year? Feel good?
Yes, I'm good.
Getting used to life in the big leagues?
Yeah.
I think that's all I got. I just wanted to hear him say konnichiwa. I mean, if somebody wanted me to come on a Japanese radio show, I don't know what I'd do. So I don't want to.
Thank you.
I just wanted to hear someone say konnichiwa.
And tell you miss Steve Klein. Do you miss Steve?
Steve が恋しいです。
That means he's an idiot.
Now you started breaking it down like it was a real interview, and he looked uncomfortable. So Tim and I immediately picked up on it and wanted to let him go. And yeah. you were like, "So, not playing every day. I mean, how do you keep yourself ready?
What kind of bat are you using this
yes,
year?
Yes. Yes.
How much can you weightlift, huh? What do you bench?" So Taguchi, friend of the grind, back in February, part of the infamous trip to spring training. We're looking back, 1 year anniversary, and
I wanted the clip where you got shushed by Carpenter. That was my favorite moment of the show.
I'm still a little scarred by that.
That was pretty good because I could see it coming.
Me too.
And I just let Martin go right on.
I'm over there, people's show. Don't forget, this week we'll have an event at a casino or a strip bar or something. And let me go to the book here. Shh. George Kissel's being honored.
Tim and I backed away from the table like we weren't part of it.
People's show. Okay, Betty's call at 9:25. Chasey next on the grind.
This is St. Louis's sports leader, 590 The Fan, KFNS, Wood River, St. Louis, KFNS FM, Troy, St. Charles, and the Westplex.